Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very well, thank you. Friday's amongst us best day of the week.
And the Open Championship's on as well, which makes it even better.
It is better, and it's got off to a nice start. I think the course looked absolutely fantastic. A bit of luck, the wind will blow a little bit, the rough looks difficult, and Louis Oosterhuizen, who's a magnificent player. There's few players in the game better with a wedge than him, and I think he's in good shape. If his putter goes, could be fantastic. Lots of English challenges in there as well, so I think it's setting up to be a fabulous Open.
Do you fancy a go around there, do you?
Oh, I would be all right around there with my game, no problems. Probably four under par yesterday. I probably would have shot something around that.
40 over par, I would think.
If anyone who's played with me down in the south of France will know, that is somewhat of an exaggeration, quite frankly.
Shame about Rory, though. I mean, he can't seem to get his game together, can he?
He birdied the first. He had a terrific first hole, and then it sort of fell apart for him and a little bit loose towards the end of his round. Let's hope he can get it together. He's lost form, hasn't he, in the last couple of years, you have to say. Some of his stats still remain very good, but you look at the victory column and it hasn't been fantastic for him.
7 years since he won a major.
Wow, and there were so many hopes and opportunities there. But I guess like Jordan Spieth, who had some time in the wilderness, there's every opportunity for them to come back and thrive once again.
Okay, let's have a look at the markets. Mixed on Wall Street yesterday, chip-related shares leading tech stocks lower.
Yeah, equities under pressure really across the board. Yes, there's policymakers become more vocal about the risks from inflation, which could lead to an early policy liftoff and infringe upon corporate profitability. On Wall Street, energy, consumer discretionary, technology shares weighed on the S&P 500. Growth favourites, Amazon, Alphabet, of course, the owner of Google, dropped from record highs. Benchmark index, S&P 500 closed down 0.3%. NASDAQ was down 0.7%. Marking the third straight decline. 10-year Treasury yields fell below 1.3%. Over in Europe, Stoxx 600 actually underperformed, fell 1%. Energy shares were the worst performer, tracking crude prices lower. Markets also concerned, of course, by the rising spread of the Delta variant, which could lead to a reinstatement of restrictions. There was weakness in the online retailers yesterday. This after ASOS shares slumped 18% after saying sales had softened due to poor weather, particularly in Britain, along with supply chain pressures. Boohoo, Zalando shares also coming off on the back of that update yesterday. Opening calls on the European bourses continuing that trend to the downside. Currently calling FTSE down 14 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 12 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 1 point.
Is Sir Andrew Bailey growing a pair of wings and a beak?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think he's becoming particularly hawkish at this stage. But we are hearing a little bit from the central bankers, from the Monetary Policy Committee in the UK about rising inflation pressures and perhaps the time to start thinking about reining in that quantitative easing programme. Still not talking about, I think, higher rates. I think in reality, the Bank of England will want to wait to see what the labour market looks like as the furlough scheme unwinds. And we'll probably have to wait until, I think, February in order for them to come to a conclusion around that particular argument. But in the meantime, I think the narrative will be that the Bank of England stands ready to fight inflation if it does look like it's becoming sustained above the target level.
Is he Rishi Sunak's yes man?
I wouldn't say that. I think the Bank of England will continue to be vocal about the idea of the importance of being independent. So I don't think that link that you used to find between the government and the Bank of England in terms of pressuring them is anywhere near what some would describe as the bad old days.
Oh, you're such a politician. I could see you in the House of Commons. Let me make it clear, Mr. Speaker, you'd be really good at that.
I would be good. Many people have asked me to run before, and perhaps that's something I will consider when the time is right.
Well, it's either that or a future in Threadneedle Street, isn't it?
You would imagine the bank would need me at some stage. I think you're right.
And so modest with it. Pretty good times for Daimler.
Yeah, reporting much higher earnings than expected for the second quarter. In fact, 26 better than analysts forecast. It's able to charge more for its vehicles as industry supply remains constrained by the global semiconductor shortage. Earnings for the Mercedes-Benz maker surged to 5.2 billion euros in the second quarter, Consensus was just over 4 billion euros. Profit margins at the car and van division reached double digits for the third straight quarter. Daimler's coping well with a chip shortage, focusing on making higher margin cars and not offering discounts to customers. Back in April, Daimler forecast Mercedes-Benz unit would be more profitable than it had been in years. They're seeing resurgent demand for cars as restrictions are lifted following the pandemic, or as we come out of the pandemic. It raised its projection for annual return on sales for its cars and vans division to 10 to 12%, up from 8 to 10%. Daimler share has been a strong performer this year, up around about 28%.
Talking about luxury cars, I had to laugh this morning on the way to work. There I was, minding my own business on the inside lane, yes, doing 90 through the tunnel coming towards Monaco. And Alan Prost overtook
me. Roof down.
No. Top up, air conditioning. Alan Prost overtook me in the fast lane. I think it was a Lamborghini. It might have been a Ferrari, but he must have been doing about 180 or even faster. Boom, straight through the radar. Camera went off, so he's going to get a nice little present.
How do you know it's Alan Prost?
No, that was a metaphor.
Oh, an Alan Prost type. Okay, I was going to say he's in there Switzerland.
Could have been Nigel Mansell, I don't know.
I don't know if he goes that fast. Oh, dear. Were you pleased with that?
Well, you know, I mean, I know people like fast cars, but the road was empty, so... But no, you shouldn't really be driving that. If you want to drive that fast, go to a racetrack. There's plenty of them around.
You are becoming a little bit older, aren't you?
I'm Victor Meldrew.
Everything annoys you now.
Victor Meldrew.
Everything gets you down. You are becoming a grumpy old man now,
I don't believe
you?
It.
You came to the south of France with a spring in your step and a dance and a merry tune in your head. And over the years, it's just got darker and darker in there, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've still got a spring in my step, but, you know, having a bit of trouble getting lift off these days. Right, Netflix finally.
Arthritis. Netflix getting into games. The video streaming business has hired executives from games maker Electronic Arts and Facebook to lead the effort, with hopes to launch a service on its platform within a year. Currently doesn't have a plan to charge for the extra content. No doubt perhaps that will change if it becomes popular. Netflix shares only up around 1.3% this year. Good performance last year, of course, but are looking for ways to keep growing and stand out from the competition. Netflix has been adding to its children programming proposition, been opening an online shop to sell merchandise, and has tapped Steven Spielberg to make high quality movies for them. Its subscriber numbers are still ahead of rivals, but over the last reported quarter, they added fewer than expected. So the pressure on for them to continue to grow, and maybe they need to diversify out of TV and films to add a gaming division.
So you condone people doing double the speed limit on the motorway, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, people should abide by the correct rules and regulations of the country. And if they wanted to do that, of course, there are public roads in Germany that allow that type of speed. Or indeed, they should find themselves on a racetrack. They're putting everyone else at risk by their reckless driving.
So, of course...
What? What are you laughing at?
You learned the hard way, didn't you, with the Australian police and all about you?
There was a brief incident on the Bruce Highway. Can you believe it's even called the Bruce Highway? That's crazy. I've forgotten where I was going from. From up to Cairns, I think, somewhere along there. Maybe Brisbane to
you
Cairns.
You weren't going around the back of Burke.
Unfortunately, I fell a little foul of the police authorities there.
Is there a Sheila Highway as well, then?
I don't know if there is.
Right, I think we'd better wrap this up. Foreign exchanges, please.
It's gone very wrong this morning. Pound against the dollar, 1.38. Euro dollar coming in at 1.18. Going to get 1 euro, 17 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your weekend, sir.
Try and behave better on Monday and enjoy the golf.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Hank Boston Barclays.